Hello, people. John here. What you're getting ready to listen to is basically our pre-show conversations where we do audio checks. So some of the levels will be kind of off or doesn't necessarily sound what they would normally sound like. You might hear me further back in the distance, shuffling around, doing some things. Basically, it's just me and Ashley kind of goofing off, doing all the pre-show stuff, getting ready for the episode, and I record everything. So this is what you're listening to now. So I hope you enjoy it. We will be back soon with season two, and enjoy.
Are we doing the pre-show? What are we doing?
I mean, I'm recording now.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't started the show, no.
Oh.
But if I mean, we're just...
We always talk about doing a pre-show thing or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so...
Yeah.
Word. Oh, you're so white.
I know. But that's okay.
I love it. I wouldn't have you any other color.
I wish I had a little bit more color.
Really?
I like color.
Ooh, okay. Noted. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. She likes color.
Yes.
Another check off the box. So ridiculous. How do you like this song that's been playing in the background?
I mean, it works, I guess.
Yeah, you want some?
No, I don't want vodka.
You want some wine?
Sure.
Okay, I'll drink some wine with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you drinking vodka?
Yeah.
Let me smell it.
No, what you mean, let you smell it?
Let me make sure it's actually
vodka. Don't you come over here.
Let me get up.
You want some wine or not?
Just one glass.
Okay, I can do that. It's the mug that's big. Like those memes you see online. I'll just have one glass.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
I'm
scared.
You're the smartest, most...
It's been a few. It's been a whole week. It's been more than a week.
Yeah, and you had some time to listen to the show while you're off.
I did, but now I'm scared because I haven't been doing it.
Did mom give you some pointers?
Yeah.
Did she?
She sure did.
Are you lying?
No.
Oh, okay.
She likes our show. No, she just was telling me about the my mic being...
You're very soft-spoken.
Yeah.
And I'm very loud. Cloak and dagger, bitch.
So I have to talk louder.
Stop frowning. You don't like to waste stuff, so I know you're going to drink it.
I am going to drink it.
But you're going to frown all the way?
Yeah.
I'm going to frown all the way to the bank. It's very tart. Is that the right word for it? I don't know.
It's dry and tart.
Yeah, probably should open up the bottle of red.
I mean, it is what it is now.
I know. I didn't have time to go shopping for you this week.
That's
so.
All right. I mean, it is a nice bottle.
But next time you're over and I have a normal work week, you'll have more of your sweets.
It's okay. I mean, I can always bring myself something over.
Yeah, you could.
You don't have to.
I don't know why I'm over here supplying you everything.
I don't know why either. I told you don't have to.
You never bring anything. You just come on over empty-handed.
Listen. I have offered to get something.
You are a liar.
I am not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm pretty sure I texted you something earlier.
Today?
I don't know if it was today, but I said, exactly. Or I can come, or I can get something.
No, you didn't.
Or we can order.
Okay, maybe you did say that. Feel better?
No.
Seeing that vodka ain't sounding so bad now. Oh. At least mix that with pineapple juice and not taste the vodka.
I can't drink vodka.
I can't drink any liquor.
Then what are you drinking?
Water.
That's why you wouldn't let me smell it.
Yeah, you know.
I had to rebuild after the Dark Ages.
Didn't we all, though? That's going to be a show title.
That is going to be.
Welcome to the Dark Ages.
That's an awesome title.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I can tell you anything, so.
Well, good. I want you to. If you ever feel like you cannot talk to me about something, then we have a problem.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, we ain't got no problem.
Okay. But I'm going to need you to tell me, like, okay, I have something to say, but I don't feel like I talk to you. You gotta have that conversation with me.
Okay, okay.
And we can fix it. Okay.
Gotcha. I can do that.
All right.
Damn it, we've been recording for 7 minutes, because I started the recording to start the show, and then that happened.
I guess you have to stop it and start it again. Good evening, John.
Oh, good evening, Ashley.
How was your day? Oh, you're supposed to tell me all about your night last night.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about it.
Yes, I do.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I do. Why would I tell you to tell me about it if I didn't want to hear about it?
Because I thought you were just being a smart ass. You're like, oh, you can just tell me about it tomorrow or later today, smiley face. Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
Why would I say that?
Because that's how my mind works.
Well, we're not all like your mind, okay?
I mean, there are some girls out there that aren't evil.
Right. Yeah.
They're not all backstabbing bitches.
Is that what you really think about me?
Can you tell I have some deep-seated emotions with women?
Apparently.
You're orange today, so that means you're 3. Can you hear anything now?
I can't even hear you.
Okay, that's where we're on the right track now. Okay. Now, yeah?
Okay. Can you hear? Now I can hear myself.
Okay. You just can't hear your death. Max volume on her headset, please.
Well, I don't know. Am I supposed to hear myself?
I mean, honestly, when you're recording a podcast, you don't have to hear yourself. Yeah, it's nice in the beginning so you can get your audio levels right and blah, 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 blah. But once you get comfortable, we can just do this chilling on the couch watching TV and just holding a microphone, you know?
Oh, okay.
It'd be as lax as you want it to be.
Sure. So,
I'm just letting you know. I recorded all of that, by the way.
Did you?
That entire conversation is going to be gold.
Oh, my God. What would we even?
Oh, yeah, because I was being bitter towards women.
Yes. Says,
I just mess with some wrong girls, that's all.
Listen.
I feel like every girl cheats, but, you know, like I said, it's probably my fault. So.
Yeah, I've been studying your chart.
Oh, wow. What does that even mean?
Well...
And does it make me a bad guy?
No.
Am I a bad guy? Does my chart say I'm a bad
guy?
No,
but it, some of it kind of makes sense what you say.
Oh, no.
About women, so.
I've just been hurt so many times.
Yeah, that's what it tells me. I'm so sorry, John.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Dude, no, I've spent many of days crying.
Haven't we all? Dark ages.
Yeah, dark ages. But I don't know, because look, when I love hard. Like, I'm in it for, you know, I'm a giver. I also am a, not like, I don't know if the word is lover or not. I'm a person that likes to embrace the other person to the fullest. Not like I'm worshiping you, but I feel like it should all be about you. Like, you know.
So you put them on a pedestal.
I don't put them on a pedestal, but I'm just like, I want them to know that how much I appreciate them. And so.
Well, that's what it should be.
No, but everybody doesn't think that way.
Well,
I've literally been told you're just too good of a guy. And I'm not ready to have a guy as nice as you treat me so well.
Somebody said that to you?
Exact words. I was like, yo, if you just don't like me, tell me you don't like me because we don't have to do this. Like, don't tell me that I'm too good of a guy. And so I have to be alone now because I'm too good of a guy. So
that doesn't even make sense.
Who are you telling? It took me years to get over that. I was like, what do you mean I'm too good of a guy? You know, and I thought what we had was great. We were like, you know, we were going out, having fun, doing young people things, traveling, you know, just being young adults. You know, I'm thinking this relationship going to go somewhere. And then she's like, you're just too nice and I'm just not ready. I just feel like I need a few more guys in my life to treat me bad before I realize what I really want.
That is just a lame excuse.
Yeah, that's a lame excuse.
For someone who doesn't know what they want.
No, they clearly don't know what they want. I'm trying to give you your storybook ending, you know?
Well, you know what? You're better without her.
Oh, well, I know this now. I appreciate you saying it.
You don't need her.
I'm a strong believer in...
Fate.
Never mind. I don't want to get
destiny.
Into it. I don't want to get into it. That's kind of a strong word, though. Because that can also...
Stars are aligned.
That can also scare people away when you start talking like that. Like, oh, shit, this is meant to be. And then it'll be like, yo, he's crazy, yo. Don't be... I've learned over the years what to say and what not to say around girls to make them think you're nuts. That makes sense?
I would love someone to say that, look, our stars are aligned.
You're a liar, though. Because if I told you that our stars were aligned...
Are you going to tell me I'm a liar?
You'd be on the phone with your girlfriend the next day like, yo, this is crazy.
Listen.
I got to censor the N-word out.
Yes. Remember, we're bringing this to the table. Equality, everything.
Okay, yeah. All N-words go. I got you off guard now.
You did.
You're welcome.
You threw me off.
I'm glad.
Oh, you called me a liar. That's right.
I did call you.
You called me a liar. Okay. Maybe I would freak out if I didn't know you, but if we had been like dating and.
Yeah, but okay. Say we're not dating. Like, you know of me.
Well, okay, so.
So you know of me, and it's just like.
Well, how long have I known you?
Same amount of time.
Okay, so this person has known you the same amount of time as me.
Yeah. And then,
is this recent?
No, it's not recent. But you just, like, it's one of those things where everything fell into place. It's like, I met you, you met me, I shouldn't have met you, you shouldn't have met me. Now we're doing this thing, and you're like, nah, I just don't feel right. Which is fine. Like, I'm not about forcing somebody to be in a relationship that doesn't want to be in a relationship.
Well, yeah, that would be a bad relationship.
Exactly. And if somebody doesn't know what they want, then, hey, they don't know what they want.
That would be a bad,
but at the same time, I don't want you to be giving, I don't want you to be treating me like we're in a relationship. But then when I try to return that same, then you're just like, what do you mean? You know, it's like, you know, like, you can ask me where I'm going, but I can't ask you where you're going. You can ask me who I'm hanging out with, but I can't ask you who you're hanging out with.
So
it's,
they were
like,
acting like you were in a relationship?
They were acting like we were in a relationship, you know, had all the benefits.
But you weren't in the relationship.
But we weren't in a relationship.
That's someone that didn't want to commit.
Exactly. And I was like, if you don't want to commit, then just say that so I'm not wasting my time.
Well, they don't want to.
But this
that.
Went on for a long time, though. It's like, why would you do this to me this long?
Because they put you on the back burner. And it sounds like they might have had somebody on the other side, too.
Thanks.
On one of the other burners. Maybe thanks. All of them.
All, yeah. Yeah. All of their burners were full?
Yeah.
Fucking hoe.
And they just wanted you as backup. Listen, I have been there.
Okay.
Many times.
Oh, you backup bitch?
I've been on the back burner.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Ashley. Hello. A.K.A. the backup bitch. When I say we're a lot alike, I mean we're a lot alike. I want to get back to the best friend thing, and I'm just going to record this because we're still doing the audio. How do I sound to you? I sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do I sound to you?
Can you just keep talking a little bit more?
Okay, I'm just going to keep talking a little bit more. So let's see. What did I do today? I had to rescue my neighbor this morning.
All right, good enough. I don't care about your neighbor. All right, so. I'm joking.
I'm just going to go where my keys.
You going to leave me like that?
Got my keys again.
She runs out the door.
Yeah.
How'd you rescue your neighbor?
She had a flat tire.
Oh, you changed her tire?
No, I helped with my brother. My brother did it. I was just there to hold his tools.
Your brother's so nice. I remember him very fondly.
Do you?
Yeah. We've had some interactions before. You don't remember this?
I mean, I know he used to work at Adventure Landing.
Yeah, we've had some conversations.
Oh, okay.
We had some deep thoughts.
He remembers you.
Does he?
Yeah.
He know about me?
Yeah.
Did he hate me?
No.
Okay. Sometimes people hate me. I don't know why.
No, he said, that's a cool guy.
Exactly. Goddamn cool guy. You tell him he's a cool guy, too.
I will.
Why you look at me like that?
Like, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I was gonna say something, but then you gave me the old side eye, and I was like, "We just lock eyes." She just
right?
Looks like a goldfish.
I always look like a goldfish. I always look like a deer caught in the headlights. Yeah. I'm having some more. I'm not gonna drink your whole bottle this time. I promise.
First of all, it has a screw top, so it can go with you if you wanted to go back.
I was about to say, is that in?
But you can drink whatever you want.
I'm not going to drink your whole bottle.
We'll see.
I'm just going to have a little bit more.
My type of girl. I wish you could have saw her pour. I'm just going to have a little bit. All right. Well, I've been recording for a while, so I'm just going to...
Okay.
I'm keeping all of this as raw footage so we can go back and listen to it.
Yes.
One day you can be like, this is where we started.
Yes.
So.
When we had so much fun.
Well, yeah, and now we hate each other.
No.
Did I mention
that?
Did
knock on wood. Never. Never.
It's like, do I mention we no longer talk? Let me tell you about this hoe.
Wow.
She tried to treat me like one of them back burner bitches.
I'm telling my side of the story first.
Whatever. Do we want to see if it'll pick it up?
Yeah, we're doing a test recording right now.
Okay, test recording, test recording, test, test, test recording, test recording, test, test.
Oh my gosh, who are you? I like it. She's so full of energy.
I'm so full of sugar.
If this is what I had to do to get her hype, you're going to
give me the Yule log. I got him.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I destroyed him.
Broken.
Oh, I got tears in my eyes. Jesus. Oh, I love this girl. Oh, this is great. Oh, gosh. Ashley, you're one of a kind. Oh, all right. Are we good?
Yeah.
Let's go back and see if we can hear the music.
Okay.